What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And so we did do that, but it was difficult, Phil.
All right. Now, the two people that we're talking about here, and when this is the Phil Hendry Show, I have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with me from the Western States Homeowners Association, a young couple, and their name is Jenny and Dave Epnauer. Is that right?
Jenny and Dave. That's correct, yes.
And they moved into Western States when?
Jenny and Dave moved into our chrysanthemum phase. They bought a townhouse there about in 2004. About a year and a half ago. Very nice people.
Good people that you get along with, right?
Absolutely, Phil. And they bought one of our townhomes, put a lot of work into it.
Now, where did you hear that that Jenny was unable to have a baby? They were trying to conceive?
Yeah, I had heard that from Janice Greeley, who works with me on our summer tacklers, and she had said that Dave and Jenny were trying to have a baby and that they were not being successful.
Now, you told me that you kept tabs on that. Why did you do that?
Well, at one point, Phil, I wanted to make sure that I was in the loop on this. You know, when she's going to drop the idea of having a baby, I want to...
We want to be kept abreast of it, Mr. Hendry, for a variety of reasons.
Why?
Well, one of the things, Phil, when you adopt a child, for instance, and I'm not saying that I knew they were going to adopt, but when you adopt a child of foreign birth, especially a child that is not the same race as the parents, that child, when he or she reaches adolescence, they begin to have identity issues, and they can become very troubled adolescents. That reflects outwardly into the community, and one of my jobs as a homeowners association president is to stay in the loop on issues of adoption, abortions, and God forbid, but anything that may affect the safety of our neighborhood.
All right, did you go over and talk to this lady? So here's a young couple, they're going to have a baby, and you heard that she couldn't?
Well, I invited her to have coffee, as I said. And I said to her that it was not likely she was going to have a baby because I told her I believed she was barren. And she said that they had decided to adopt. When she had the time, I said, fax me over the different agencies that she's going through because I wanted to at least be kept in the loop on this so that we can make a good decision.
This is part of... Yeah, but there's no way you're going to stop her from adopting a baby, is there?
Well, we have to take into consideration what the safety issues are for the community. But I did find out that they were planning on adopting a baby born in Africa. One of these children that has been through an agency in Canada and in the United States. There are a number of children from Africa who have been taken under the international wing, I guess, of Red Cross and a few other agencies.
Yeah, these kids, because of the famine.
Because of the famine and the drought.
And all right, so they're going to adopt a baby from Africa.
That is correct. And we have decided to support them in this decision. And I told her so. And I said, if you and Dave are set on adopting this child, we're a little bit in a quandary about it, but we've decided to support the issue.
All right, well, we're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley here about a couple in their homeowners association community that adopted a, or is planning on adopting a child because they couldn't have a baby, right?
That is correct.
And the baby is of African birth. Are they a white couple?
They are white, yes.
And you say you're going to support this, even though you stated that adopting children of different race causes the child identity issues.
Oh, absolutely, but we are going to support it. Now, I can't guarantee, and I told her in an email, we can't guarantee the safety of the baby, but we are certainly going to support her insofar as...
Well, what does that mean?
Well, we're going to support her insofar as they've made the...
What does that mean, you can't guarantee the safety of the baby?
Well, I'm just simply saying to her and to Dave, we can't guarantee the child's safety, but we're certainly supporting them in their decision.
That, we just want them to know we're behind them, Mr. Henry.
Now, I know you guys are behind them in their decision to adopt a baby from Africa, but what does it mean you can't guarantee the safety?
Well, this is a very explosive issue, you know, and a lot of people have a problem, I guess, with, you know, it's very antiquated, but a lot of people have a problem with the introducing this kind of racial makeup, I guess, into a family.
How many white families and black families in your neighborhood do you know?
We run about 90% Caucasian families, Phil. The rest are a minority. But that has nothing to do with it. All I'm saying is we are in support of Dave and Jenny, so long as they think they know what they're doing, you know. But
so, all right. Well, but when you say that, has a very foreboding air, doesn't it? I mean, Mr. Dooley.
Well, you can't. We told me support them. I can't just be responsible.
Well, nobody assumes you're going to be responsible for the safety of anybody else's child. However, by the same token, if you all live in the same community.
Well, we're looking out for everybody else. But in Jenny and Dave's case, I just wanted to put it into writing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley join us. We're talking about a couple in their neighborhood that has decided to adopt a baby from Africa, a baby that has been displaced from not only its family, but by the events in that continent, famine, disease, and the like. Certainly there's some there are conflicts raging in different countries in that continent. Now, this is a white family. They've adopted an African baby. Have they taken possession of the baby yet, or however you say it?
No, they have not. And I wanted to look over my email before she did. And, of course, she, you know, you support people, Phil. You go out of your way to support people, and you get a door slammed in your face. And that is the part...
She slammed the door in your face?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. Slammed the door right in her face.
I gave her the email. I said to her, we wish you the very best. You know, good luck to you. And we left. And
then she's reading this email. It says that you can't guarantee the baby's safety. If I were that mother, I would be concerned about that.
No, there's no reason to be concerned about it, Phil. All we were doing on the advice of our association attorney was making sure we had it in writing.
Well, do you guarantee? Let me ask you, do you put down...
Mr. Henry, you're making a big thing out of nothing. We've supported a couple, and they're going to get a black kid.
We do support them, Phil.
No, I know you support them, but not that you have to. I mean, legally, what I'm saying is, I guess...
Well, we want them to run by their decision. Any couple in this neighborhood thinking of adopting... it's expected they run by their decision. They run it by me, yes. But, Phil, you're absolutely right. We don't have to put in writing that we can't guarantee the safety of all the children. We did in their case.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll take a break. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, do I hate you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, Sandy is, Phil, are you there?
I'm right here. By the way, I'm with Bobby and Steve Dooley, Western States Homeowners Association, which is located in the West Valley of Los Angeles. Now, your homeowners association encompasses some, I don't know how many homes, 75?
75 homes, Phil, yeah.
All right. Now, you have a picture in the community room of a kid named Sandy. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, so Sandy is a composite drawing that was done by one of our homeowners, Grant Bailey, who is a commercial artist, and we call him Sandy. Sandy is a sort of a composite of the kind of child that we see really enjoying life here at Western Estates. Sandy is, he's not a white boy, but he's not black. We asked Ron to draw a picture of a boy, just a boy.
Steve, there's darkness. There's a little bit of coloring.
But more importantly, Stephen, you say he's just a boy. And that's what we said. Now, Jenny and Dave, they want to go against that? Fine. Great.
Their funeral.
That's hardly the way to put it.
What do you mean it's their funeral? I mean...
That's hardly the way to put it, honey. No. They're entitled to adopt whoever they want, and we support it. But I can't say that someday... I can't guarantee that someday someone isn't going to burn a cross on their front lawn. That's all I'm saying.
And oh, my God. I talk about giving people ideas.
No, I'm not giving anyone ideas, Phil. I wish that the media was not so melodramatic.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tracy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm in shock over this whole conversation. And where do you get off even thinking you have a right to discuss the adoption with the couple?
We want to be clear that the family understands the quality of life that we have here at Western Estates, and that it can be impacted certainly by any negative decision that's made with regard to adoption, abortion, any domestic violence, drug use, alcoholism. As the Homeowners Association president, I am charged with ensuring the tranquility of our neighborhoods. And
the tranquility of the neighborhood, not the control of the people who live there.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, Tracy. And that's why I have supported Jenny and Dave Ettenauer in their decision to adopt this African child.
But why did she need your approval?
What is her question, Phil?
Why did she need your approval?
I'm speaking to the host right now. How many questions do I take from a caller?
No, I want you to answer this lady's question. Her question is, why did she need your approval?
Well, I'll tell you why that is, Tracy. She doesn't really need our approval, but we do ask that they run these decisions by me very quickly.
Why?
In other words, Tracy, if you and your husband were thinking of...
You don't support them financially, you don't pay their bills, you aren't having anything to do with the adoption... Why does anybody need to discuss their personal life with you?
Well, you're partially correct. The landscaping, many of the accoutrements, many of the improvements we make in our association common areas do affect the quality of life for all people.
Okay, landscaping and paint on the house is a whole different thing than adopting a child.
And so that when they do decide to adopt a child that is of a different culture, and yes, racially different, we want them just to run it by us real quick. Just, you can come by, you can drop the papers off at our house, we'll take a good,
But it's none of your business.
You're absolutely right. It is.
Do you have children?
Yes, we have three sons.
And they're yours biologically?
Yes, my husband Steve and I, yes.
And what makes you think because you biologically have children that you can guarantee that your children are not going to harm the quality of life there?
Could you hold on for just a minute, Tracy? Don't run on the cement, please. What was your question?
Well, wait a minute. All right, Tracy, even I forgot what your question was. I'm sorry, but...
I said, what? Because our
children
are biological.
We've got kids running on the cement.
They're not going to harm the quality of life in your area?
What happens, studies tell us that children who are adopted a different race into a predominantly a white family, they go through identity crisis in early adolescence. They want to return to their home. They want to find their birth family, and they can become very argumentative, sometimes very violent. Now, couple that with the fact that the adopted child is black, now you've got quite a kettle of fish. And so I'm not saying that they can't adopt. I'm just not being... I can't guarantee the safety of that child. That's all.
See, that's what I find really weird. You can't guarantee the... What does that mean, the safety of the child? I mean, the kid... And what do you mean because he's black?
Well, we are a predominantly white neighborhood. That's all.
Do you realize how racist you are?
Well, I don't know if you're in any position to make that judgment. I'm a mother. I'm the Homeowners Association president. Are you white?
I am white, and I live in Nevada, which is predominantly white.
I don't think you're in any position to call anyone a racist.
I would never, ever judge a situation because of the color of a child.
All I'm saying is, because you're a white woman, I don't think you're in any position to judge what's racist or not. All I'm saying is that when the child arrives, we'll enact stronger security measures.
What a hypocrite.
Well, you can call me all the names you want, but
your kids are no better than those adopted kids.
Well,
they
don't know my family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you should look in your own home. Maybe you've got some concerns of your own about that.
Yeah, you ought to look at the drug issue.
Your drug issue?
The methamphetamines. No, I don't have a drug issue.
Darling,
never smoked pot.
I haven't thought about methamphetamine. Maybe that's a problem on your
street.
You know
what? You got a serious problem,
lady. I think you have a serious problem with methamphetamine.
And you know what? You need to get a life and get out of everybody else's.
I have a life.
Bye, Phil.
Do you have a life? Instead of spending it all day on a talk show? She's so jealous.
Yeah, she's just a jealous gang.
Rio Prairie, Billy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Ron. Ron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I am black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and mm-hmm. so that I can't judge you.
Mm-hmm.
And you sound very racist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my thing is this. You tell me something. So you're telling me that if a child is out in the street and you are right there as an adult,
mm-hmm.
as a parent,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter what color you are or what color this child is, you're telling me that if someone was doing wrong to this child, you would not intervene as a mother, as a parent?
We are already intervening, Ron. We're getting more...
Why? Intervening by trying to tell them what they can do and what they can't do?
We're getting more floodlights. We've got more rent-a-cops. We're doing
what does that got to do with anything? Floodlights and rent-a-cops.
You just asked me about
You
asked me about the security of the child, didn't you?
No, the security of the child. No, I'm asking about that garbage you're saying about.
Confused, Ron.
Huh?
We're putting padlocks on all the sheds.
Padlocks on the sheds.
Yes, sir.
I asked you a simple question.
Yes.
You wouldn't help this child?
Of course, I'd help the child by padlocking the sheds.
If the child was black, you would walk out your door and you would say, no, don't do this, that's not right, or would you intervene in any kind of way?
If the child was trying to break into a shed, yes.
If someone was doing something to the little black child.
Well, now, you're talking about the African child that Dave and Jenny are adopting?
Yes, that African child that they're talking about adopting. If he grew up in your neighborhood and he was out there and you could see out your window that someone was doing something wrong to him
mm-hmm.
and it was not right,
mm-hmm.
you would not walk out there and stop it?
Well, but it's more likely the child would be breaking into a shed.
Why?
Oh,
why would the child...
Why is it all more than likely the child would be breaking into a shed?
Because the child comes from Africa, where they probably don't have a lot of sheds. He wouldn't know what that is.
How do you know he even care about what's in the shed? How about if he's outside riding his bicycle or his skateboard?
What if the boy is being bothered by someone? What if the kid is, is doing something dangerous? What if he's messing around with electrical or a down power line or things
like that?
What are you going to do, Bobby?
Yeah.
What am I going to do? What do you mean, what am I going to do? If he's fooling around with a down power line...
Oh, my God.
Do I work for the phone company? Steve, do I work for the phone company?
No, you don't, honey.
Jesus.
What are you talking about?
Can you tell him to get away from there?
Would you
even say, move, son, don't touch that?
Well, look, there's ADT signs posted on all of our front lawns.
Oh, you are a number, young lady. You are a
number. I don't understand.
Number.
What are you asking me specifically?
I'll ask it. If you saw this child, just like any son of yours, in trouble, would you say, get away from there, you're going to hurt yourself?
I'm not saying that. Oh, of course I would. I'm talking about if someone got nervous about him being around.
Oh, come on. If somebody was out there bothering the kid... And he was a stranger, would you help that boy?
I would. Of course I would. But I can't guarantee the kid would live till morning.
What? And you can't guarantee the kid will live until the morning? You know what? Let me tell you something.
Oh,
if I was outside and I looked out my window
mm-hmm.
and there was a little white boy,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't care if he was 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 15, whatever. If someone was doing something to that child... that was going to injure him or endanger him, I would go out there and I would straighten the situation out. That's what a human being would do.
But, Ron, how likely is it there'll be a little white boy on your street?
How do you know where I live?
Well, come on.
Maybe there's nothing there but little white boys.
Well,
how do you know where I live?
Well,
that's because I'm a black man. I don't live in that area, right?
Come on. You can be honest with me.
All right, wait a second. You're making some assumptions here, all right? Let's forget about whether it's good. That man said what he would do. What would you do if this little boy, an African boy, in other words, he's not even from the country, a completely different culture, if he was out there and he was being bothered by someone, what would you do?
I'd help the boy, but I'm saying that isn't going to help us in the future. From having, waking up and seeing a cross burned into my front lawn.
Wow.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Survivor, Compton. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And Rusty is the baby.
All right, now Rusty the baby is a baby that is a composite baby of some kind?
No, Rusty is a drawing that was done by Dan Heathgard, who's a commercial artist. And Rusty is the Western Estates Homeowners Association baby. He represents all of the children here. He's not white, but he's not black. He is, I guess if you, what were you going to say, Steve?
You ever see Time Machine, Miss Renner?
The movie?
Yes, sir.
Which one? I mean, the new one?
Yeah, the new one. Everybody was like that.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Steve. In the movie Time Machine, H.G. Wells posits that many thousands of years into the future, the human race will pretty much look Polynesian almost, very blended together. Rusty, who is our official baby, is sort of...
like a Polynesian kid with red hair.
Don't run in the cement.
I didn't hear that.
What my husband said was Rusty, the baby that we have, who symbolizes our neighborhood, is like a Polynesian with red hair. That is the symbol. So
let's get back to the point here, because I don't know about Rusty. Is Rusty a real kid?
No, he's not. He is...
Okay, why do you call him Rusty?
That just sounds like a white kid.
Because it sounds like a white kid, but he's not.
You know any black kids named Rusty?
Mr. Henry, I do.
No, I got to tell you, I don't know any black kids named Rusty. All right. So let's get back to Jenny and Dave Etnauer. They have adopted an African baby. Has this finally been put through?
I believe they are finalizing the papers now.
This African child, you say, it will be a part of their family, and the child is, you say, you were in a quandary as to whether you were going to approve this or not as the Homeowners Association president.
That's correct, yes.
But you finally decided that you would give them permission to adopt it.
No, Phil, it's not permission to adopt. They can adopt anybody they want. Do they get to bring it in here? That's the whole...
Yeah, you can adopt anything you want, but can you bring it in here?
So that's what... I gave my approval on that, but I did say to them, I can't guarantee... You know, Phil, there used to be an old sign, and I don't know if I should say this, it was a horrible, horrible time in American history. There was a sign they used to hang on diners and on old cafes in the South back in the bad days. And it used to say, blankety blank, N-word, don't let the sun set on you. Now,
I'm aware of that. What has that got to do with a modern American suburb?
That's what I'm saying, Rusty, you know, don't let the sun set on you.
Rusty, don't let the sun set on you?
No, I'm not saying that at all, Steve. I'm saying, of course we welcome the child. And then the sun goes down.
Well, Ms. Dooley, any way you cut it, it sounds as if you are threatening the child yourself.
That is slander.
No, it absolutely does. And you may say that you're guaranteeing the safe... Rusty, don't let the sun set on you. I thought Rusty was the Western Estates kid.
He is.
He's a slow... A red-headed slow.
All right. The question before us... Jenny and Dave Etnauer adopting an African-American baby, an African baby.
Yes.
You've given your approval, but you can't guarantee the baby's safety. Is that what you're saying?
No, Phil, I thought...
Yeah, you said something about, and then the sun goes down.
Yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. A final segment here with Dave, or with Steve and Bobby Dooley. I've got these names, Dave and Jenny and Steve and Bobby. All sounds very all-American. Sure it does. Until you get to the specifics. In this case, this couple, Dave and Jenny, adopting an African baby that they want to adopt. Child is the victim of displacement and disease and many of the things concurrent there in Africa. Bringing the baby here, Ms. Dooley says, is no problem moving into our Western Estates Homeowners Association. It's just they can't guarantee the safety of the child. They have some kind of a baby, an image of the perfect baby named Rusty, a Polynesian with red hair. And then she said something that gave me the willies, because if you know anything about American history, you know that sign, don't let the sun go down on you, was a one that struck fear into many people. Is she saying that to a child? A little boy? Brought to America to enjoy for the first time in his life a chance at life? Rusty. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, going straight to the hot place.
1-800-449-8686, and now more on
Denise
The Phil
Richards
Hendry Show.
Emailed, Steve.
Yeah, Denise Richards.
Denise Richards emailed you why?
Because offering some airline tickets, something.
She was offering airline tickets, so...
Oh, that's not. They just use names. It's a spam thing. Anyway, we're with Bobby and Steve Dooley, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, the reason why we bring it up, Phil, is you've got Denise Richards, who is very prominent in film and television, reaching out to us, making a business contact with us. I would think that goes a little way toward helping you understand why I am in the unenviable position of having to decide whether or not a couple who very truly does want to have a child by adopting a child, whether they can bring it into our community. Now, Jenny and Dave said they wanted to bring it into our community, and I said, I asked them, what is it? And they said, it's an African. And I said at that time, all right, thank you very much for making my life easy. I mean, Jesus, you know.
You sound flustered.
I was very flustered, and I said, okay, it's African. Now, what do you want me to tell you? I support your decision. Now, if things start turning up missing, or if things...
So right away, it's an infant baby you think they're going to steal.
No, I'm not talking about the baby. I'm talking about if their home gets vandalized as the result of them bringing it in here.
When you say it, what do you mean? Are you talking about the...
Yes, I mean him. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, so what can I call it?
That's right, Mr. Henry. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
So you called it it, huh?
That's what you called it.
I called it it because I'm saying 1-800-449-8686. Let's hold on for a minute there, Anthony. Sean, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just calling in regards to the couple that's on the phone line. I wonder if they actually offered that same advice to any of the families, other families that are inside their... what you would call, I guess, their affiliation or association?
Yes, it's
if they send out letters to those people as well.
Well, we've never been confronted, Sean, with this problem before of a family adopting a child so far outside of its paradigm.
Right, but at the same time, don't other people have, like, other races in their family? I mean, pure white, nobody's pure black, nobody's...
Well, that's true.
...purely Mexican.
I'm just saying that when you live in a community like ours, everyone wants to know, are they safe? That's why you live in a community like this. And we want to know if that the little baby is safe that Dave and Jenny are adopting. Now we've got to make sure that we lock the doors when we step out for some milk. The whole thing is...
The cluster bang.
I don't get that though. If you're,
are you afraid the baby's
going to be? What was that?
No, I got to ask a question. Are you afraid, Ms. Dooley, that the baby's going to start stealing?
Of course not.
Well, what do you mean? You got to lock the door when you go outside?
Yeah, exactly.
This is a child from Africa. All right, the child's going to have psychological problems adjusting not only to not having his own parents. How old is this infant?
I don't know, Phil. I think it is a baby.
All right, well, maybe the kid isn't going to remember its parents, but he's going to sure as hell look and see that he's different.
That's what I'm talking about.
And isn't it up to the community to raise that child as well? I mean, it doesn't make any sense for you to be like, I'm going to lock the door because the black kid's coming around the block.
All right, so you're talking about it takes a village.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
It definitely does. I mean, you want your kids to walk around your house and somebody lock the door because it's a white kid.
That's right. It does take a village. I happen to agree with Ms. Clinton on that. Okay.
Are you Democrat?
It doesn't make any difference. You look at it, every neighborhood's got to look out for each other. That's the way it is. That's the way it always has been. Anybody says it's any different is stupid. Now, the fact is that...
Well, Mr. Henry, are you going to make this man's argument for him?
I'm asking you a question here.
Do we got to learn to speak click? I want to ask the gentleman who's on the phone, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead. This is Mr. Dooley.
I'm still on the phone.
Do we have to learn to speak click?
What's click? I mean, you don't
know. Oh my God. You never heard it.
No, what language that person speaks?
Well, oh my God, click? That's the language they speak.
I think you got that.
What are you talking about, click?
Or something like that. That makes absolutely no sense.
What are you talking about? Do we got to speak click?
That's what I'm saying.
Steve saw a documentary on the Learning Channel.
I don't care about the Learning Channel.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, my God.
Is this where you're getting your information from? Is it Learning Channel?
Well, it's not a bad place to start when you're learning about other cultures.
Well, look, let me tell you the problem. You go to like a city that actually has not 90% all whites. It might have like maybe a 70-30 differential with other ethnicities living in it.
You're
in
right.
order for you to understand the customs and understand that people are all the same no matter what race they are.
Have you ever been into Africa land?
Yes, I've lived in Africa for about a year.
Really? Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
We saw a wonderful movie the other night on TV with Michael Caine called Zulu. Right?
Oh, yeah, that one that was done back in the early 80s?
I don't know. When was it done, Steve?
Yeah, about that.
Anyway, this was...
Wait. We're not talking about a freaking movie here. We're not talking about anything about... What do you mean you saw a movie called Zulu?
Well, you saw this...
Hold on for a minute. I happen to know that... Number one, this baby, where's this kid from?
I think it's a Zulu.
You don't know if it's a Zulu. First of all, Zululand is now what's called South Africa.
Next thing you know, we're going to have to get lip discs.
The what?
All right, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, this baby that the Etnauers are adopting, will this child be safe in your neighborhood?
Of course, Phil.
The child will be safe.
Until sundown, yes.
What? No. Not
until sundown. I got to get off the phone.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
This is,
Well, no, I'm kidding. Did the guy hang up? Oh, my God. No sense of humor down there in the O.C. All you people who live in the O.C., they're real uptight.
Well, if the kid comes here, we got to start going, look. And that means, yeah, do you want a quart of milk?
You're about as dumb a human being as I've ever met, Ms. Dooley. You and that dumbass husband of yours.
My husband has a wildly successful landscaping business.
Well, whoopee do for him. He sure does know how to spread that fertilizer around, doesn't he? Lip discs.
Anyway, in this movie Zulu... Oh, I'm sorry. I think that's, let me taste it. No, that's a quarter pounder with cheese.
All right, thank you. I saw a movie the other night called Zulu. At least until the sun goes... You know, there you have it, folks. Western Estates Homeowners Association. Just a little slice.
What a queer.
I misspoke. A little slice of the South. Circa 1955, I should say. All right. We'll take a break. I got to throw up. We'll be right back. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I want to be a black youth leader. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So I'm reading about this island off of... So all of a sudden we're talking about... No, you ain't going to announce the show in click, bud. Get out of here.
I want to do it.
Get out of here with your click. So we're talking about, like, Africa, and suddenly, for some reason, we began talking about the tsunami. And this island is called Simiulu. And it's this island where the elders advise the people on how to survive. No, wait a minute. Yeah. And so they survived the tsunami because I guess these people on this island have an ancient way of surviving these kinds of things. And India, which protects this island, won't let anybody go over there. You know, it's kind of like that one island in Hawaii that's owned by a guy and you can't go there unless you're wealthy. So they protect the wealthy on that island in Hawaii. What is that? You know, that one island? Can't go. There's that one island in Hawaii I always wanted to go. Lanai? Is that what it's called? Yeah, I want to go over there. No, I'm sorry, sir. You're not with those shoes. Well, wait, what are you talking about, man? Is it a state? Am I here? Is this America? What are you, cutting off a whole thing? And by the way, I'm never going to get off my... This thing with the beaches out here, I know that a lot of you guys don't care because you don't live out on the beach, but I'm going out. I told Maria, I'm going out to Malibu. I'm going to sit on my ass at Trancas Beach, and I dare... anybody that lives on that beach to throw me off. Oh, God, please let it come soon. Nobody owns the beach but the people of California. That's A. B, if you put up a sign that says private property, good for you. You know how to print. C, get a cop. I ain't moving for anybody other than a cop. You send some kid on a three-wheeler. Look at this. I start talking about click, Africa, Zulus, tsunamis, and I'm on to Malibu. Boom! It always brings me back to the same topic. start talking Zulu, and I start thinking all those freaking Zulus out there on the beach at Malibu who won't let me sit there, have myself a sandwich, and a cold bottle of suds, even if it is illegal. Really? Is drinking on a beach illegal in California? Well, let me ask you this. Those guys that claim that they've got private beach, do they get to go out on a beach and drink some suds? Yeah. You want to know why? Because even the cops won't go out there. The cops think it's private, too. What is it with you guys? God, you know, I'm going to sit there, I'm going to have myself a freaking margarita on a beach. Okay, fine. Cop comes over, gives me a ticket. Good, I understand that. Why don't you go down there to those private beaches and tell those people to take their private beach sign down and let some folks go out there and enjoy the freaking rays over there? And who's this guy that's, you know, you're supposed to have access, you know what I mean? But you got to be able to, the law says you got to have access to the beach. Now this guy, Geffen, is that his name? Record producer? He won't let anybody go down the side of his house because he doesn't want a lot of creeps going down his house. Well, that's cool. I can dig that, dude. But guess what? That's where you moved. And that's what you got to live with. Well, he's fighting it. So now this guy's fighting it in court. So people can't get down there to go to the beach. But even if they do get down to the beach, which doesn't that tell you the beach is public if you got to have access to it? So when they get down there, then these clowns put out their private beach sign. Now no cop goes around telling them to take the sign down. No, the guy's going to pop me because I'm having a cold bottle of suds. Even if it does look like, even if it is a little warm.
Corona?
Yeah, I was going to say something else, but you're right.